Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Natalie Spivak, your host, and today I wanted to talk about social media. This is actually my first episode that I'm doing on an actual topic, so I'm actually really excited to talk about this. So, Gen Z and social media. Oh my god, at least my whole life basically revolves around social media. Social media is everything to me. I keep up with friends on social media. I follow people that I actually really am inspired by on social media. It's the way the world works. If you're not on social media, honestly, you're considered an outcast. Honestly, if you don't have social media, I used to be sketched out by you. Not gonna lie. Like, I remember when I was like meeting friends in college, and I remember I was talking to this one guy and he was like, yeah, I don't have social media. And I was like, oof, that's weird. How am I going to dig a little deeper about you? I can't find you on anything. That's weird. It was really weird. So what is social media? Like, where has it stemmed from? Social media is definitely not what it used to be. Like, for example, YouTube. I remember maybe like 2010, Lady Gaga just came out with her Bad Romance music video, and it was the only thing I watched on YouTube. But seriously, YouTube used to be a conventional way for entertainment, like music parodies. Does anybody else remember music parodies? I think I used to look up Justin Bieber's baby music parodies on YouTube, and I would listen to them with my friends for hours. And then it changed, you know, like from music parodies and learning how to create winged eyeliner tutorials. Like, it's definitely not what it used to be. It's now a business platform where some of the most viewed YouTubers make millions of dollars a year, and it never used to be like that. Like, people just make YouTube videos of their everyday lives, like vlogs and stuff, and now they make millions of dollars a year. People like Shane Dawson, David Dobrik, Jeffree Star, James Charles, like people like James Charles have millions of followers. He makes millions of dollars a year. But all of these YouTubers have one thing in common. They started their channel a long time ago. They started their YouTube channels before YouTube was this business platform. It was transformed over the last couple of years. Same thing with Instagram, honestly. Like, Instagram started becoming really big after Facebook has already been out for a couple years. I had a Facebook since 2010. I had a Facebook for a long time, and honestly, I used it more to play games. I didn't really care about Facebook. I used to play games like Farmville and Yoville. Oh my god, it was so big back then. And now I barely go on Facebook. I mean, I don't really even consider it as one of my top social media platforms to really post anything on. I mean, compared with places like Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, I mean, Facebook to me is almost obsolete. And now I feel like what Instagram is to Gen Zers is what Facebook is to millennials. My sister, she's millennial, 100%, like, loves her Facebook. She's always on Facebook, posting memes and all that stuff. Like, even my mom recently got into Facebook, but me, I don't even think twice about it. I don't post pictures on there anymore. I don't really do anything on there anymore. It used to be a place where I would try and catch up with my family members that don't live in the United States. But now at this point, I don't even know if they really know what I'm up to because I don't post anything on Facebook. But anyways, then Instagram became super popular. Like, all of my friends started getting Instagrams, and we would just post the most random photos. I mean, like, I think once upon a time when my Instagram was, I think it was like 2012 when I made an Instagram, and let me tell you, my Instagram was so weak. I only had pictures of like my pantry, and I was like, after school snack. And now my Instagram is completely transformed. It's pictures of me posing and all of those types of things. Like, my Instagram did not look like that. Nobody's Instagram looked like that. It's as though our Instagrams became mini portfolios of ourselves, like we're actual models or something. Now, Instagram became a similar platform to YouTube, and phrases like Insta model and influencers have become so popular over the last couple of years. Like, how does somebody just brand themselves an Insta model or an influencer? And that's because they took their Instagram, it was just a normal page where they had normal pictures, and they started like posing as though they were being photographed by real photographers, and started editing their photos, working the angles and lighting and all of that type of stuff. And in a way, it was as though they were actual models, and that shit hit off, and next thing you know, they have hundreds and thousands of followers. It just became this new thing that nobody really saw itself going anywhere like that. 10 years ago, people wouldn't do such a thing, like becoming influencers, or in the reign of Facebook, what would they be called? Facebook models? Now, Instagram is all about how it looks and how many likes you get versus the actual content. If I posted a picture of my pantry now, I honestly think I would get like 4 likes, and those 4 likes include my boyfriend and my 3 best friends. So now I'm going to mention the ass versus aesthetic trope. This is something that I kind of noticed on the realm of Instagram. So, the ass versus aesthetic trope. You can take as many pictures as you want that are very aesthetically pleasing. Your Instagram has this nice little theme going on. Like, my Instagram had a pink theme going on for a long time. Now it has a white theme going on for quite a bit now. And before you ask me, Nat, who on God's earth gives a shit about that? Let me tell you. But one thing that I've noticed on my personal Instagram is that if I give a little thirst trap picture, so a picture of me in a bikini, and my body is looking so good, it gets like 150 likes. Easy. Whereas recently I posted a picture of a salad and I got like 40 likes. And I know it's not about the number of likes, but it's like people only care about what catches their attention, which is the ass, the titty pics, you know, like the thirst traps that everybody sees on Instagram. And now it's more of like it makes everybody self-conscious about their bodies and their pictures, and it makes me feel like, oh, if I don't post an ass pic, nobody is going to like my Instagram. It makes me feel like my Instagram isn't an authentic place. And I actually have a Finsta, which is also something new. Well, it's not super new, but definitely people of my generation use it a lot. I mean, I know so many friends who have Finstas. And I'm sure that if you don't have a Finsta, you know at least what it is. For those of you who do not know what a Finsta is called like a fake Instagram, otherwise known as a spam account, where you just post random fucking photos of yourself or of random things, honestly. And people are so authentic on there. They talk about their personal experiences, things that are going on in their everyday lives, whether it could be super dramatic and really spicy, or it could be just, you know, a picture of a salad, or it could be art. And it really got me thinking, you know, I want to start posting more things on my personal Instagram that pertain to my interests, but I just feel insecure because I've been programmed and almost conditioned that if I don't have a certain amount of likes, it brings me down. It makes me feel like this picture isn't even worth posting. And there have been moments in the past where I've posted an Instagram pic, and I'm not gonna lie, I've definitely edited, you know, fixed the lighting, maybe made my waist a little slimmer. I'm not proud of it, but I'm being transparent on my podcast that this is something that I have done in the past. All because I was a little insecure about the raw, unedited picture that I was presenting. Whereas on my Finsta, I would post that same exact photo, no filter, because there's no judgment. There's no expectation that a certain amount of likes is going to bring your self-confidence up. But if I had a picture that didn't have enough likes, I would feel so defeated. I would actually delete the photo. Like, can you fucking imagine just deleting the photo that you have spent time posing for, that you thought was great, you thought you were gonna get love, and then when you didn't get that self-validation, it's not even fucking worth it. You just delete it. Granted, I really don't think that most guys actually go through this. It's just us girls who overthink every single situation that we are ever going through. And that's my thing with social media. I hate it. In ways more than one, I do actually really love it. Like, for example, I love TikTok. I hated it at first. I thought the idea of it was super stupid. But then I downloaded it once, you know, as a joke. I didn't really think I'd get into it. Now I spend hours, many hours a day on TikTok. I recreate dances on TikTok. I recreate lots of TikToks. I love it. I love it so much. It can be very entertaining, or, you know, sometimes it can be stupid. Like, even on TikTok, how are there people making millions of dollars just from dance videos? Like, this one girl, Charlie, I don't know her last name. I don't know how to pronounce her last name either, but she's not the only one. She's just the only one that I know. She has millions of likes, millions of followers, just because she started dancing on TikTok one day. I mean, what am I doing wrong? I'm also dancing on TikTok, but I have like 12 followers on there, you know? But I have realized that our lives don't need to revolve around social media. And just because we've been conditioned to have social media in our lives every day, if somebody comes up to me nowadays and says, hey, I don't have social media, I would say, you know what? Good for fucking you. I'm proud of you for not having social media, because sometimes I don't even want to have social media. Sometimes it's great and it makes me feel self-validated, and sometimes it makes me feel like garbage, like 100%. 10 years ago, you wouldn't even hear the word social media detox. And now there's so many people saying they need a break from social media because it makes us depressed. 100% it makes us depressed. There have been people that I followed, they're not famous, they're honestly people that I've been to high school with, but they make me feel honestly so shitty about myself. And I'm not talking about like comparison, I'm talking about this facade that they put on that their lives are perfect 100% of the time, whereas you go over on their Finsta spam account and they're crying themselves to sleep every day because they're not feeling good. And social media just altered our vision of what perfect lives other people lead, when really it's quite the opposite. Nobody's life is perfect, and social media just depicts one small portion of our lives. No wonder it looks perfect. It's not the whole thing. Personally, I don't want to see accounts like that anymore. I don't care about seeing this picturesque, perfect life that somebody I knew once upon a time is living. I really don't care about it anymore. I just don't want to mindlessly scroll on Instagram all day long. And it really has gotten to that point one time where I was just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and for fucking what? I wasn't liking anything. There's nothing that I was actually following that gave me personal joy, except for the pictures that my best friends were posting. I didn't care. I realized, like, I didn't follow anybody that I genuinely cared about, people that genuinely inspired me. And I did a whole social media detox. And not because I wanted to, but because I honestly really needed it. I was so sick of mindlessly scrolling. And I unfollowed a bunch of people that I didn't have in my everyday life. and I started following a bunch of people that bring me joy, people that inspire me, and they are true influencers. They're influencing me to do something more and better with my life. I'm following authors, and I follow some celebrities, but only people that I genuinely love. Obviously, Harry Styles and Lana Del Rey. And a few regular people like you and I who inspire me to read more books, people that inspire me to eat more healthy foods, to have more healthy habits in my life. And now when I go on social media, it makes me happy. I'm not mindlessly scrolling anymore. I actually genuinely give a shit about what I'm seeing and what I'm doing. And that's my little rant on social media. It's a part of who we are, but it shouldn't be holistically who we are. Social media is still in its early stages. We shouldn't let social media consume us, but only to inspire us to connect us with the world. You're developing your brand, like my personal brand. And my personal brand is I love aesthetic photos, and I don't really care if it gets one like or 100 likes. My social media reflects who I am. It's art and books and just even food that I'm enjoying, and god damn it, it deserves a photo. If you've made it this far into the episode, I just want to say a personal thank you for listening to my first actual episode. And wherever you're listening to this podcast episode on, please give it a rate and a like and a comment, and I would really appreciate that. I'm trying to get this up on Apple Podcasts, but I don't exactly know how to do it yet. Every day on this platform is a new day for me, and I'm still learning the ropes. Once I figure it out on Apple Podcasts, I'll be extremely happy, but thank you so much for listening today, and I will see you guys in the next one.